But recently, General Mkhwanazi.
Lieutenant General.
Yes. He had a press briefing where he was alluding to the same things you were saying. Where were you and what did you think when you saw that on TV?
Yeah, man. Let me say this, actually. I got out of prison. Firstly, let me say, I was arrested on the 1st of August, 2023. So I got out of jail on the 10th of December last year, 2024. The day while Dlakata passed on, Dlakata, I'm referring to Advocate Mgomezulu, in this case of Senator Meiwa. He passed on the 10th of December. Then Malisela, Daniel came out of prison on the same day Dlakata passed on. So you know that there is a Joshua in the Bible and there is a Daniel in the Bible. So this, to me, it wasn't coincidence. It was a spiritual thing, which signified to me that, you know what, we are in the situation whereby we are fighting some spirit from the darkest place. You see, because in this case, let me be honest with you, in this case, there is a serious witchcraft here. Serious things that have been in this case. So now, after I got out of the jail, it's not like I got out of the jail straight. I went to attend. By that time, I was in Sun City. So that morning of the 10th of December, I went to court. So at court, I was found guilty of attempted assault of the white police woman. You know, it was for the very first time, attempted assault. And one is guilty after having been in prison for 17 months. So after that, I lie low. See, I was quiet. Because I came out of the jail. I was supposed to be angry. But somehow I was not angry. But I was not angry. Yes. I didn't want to be this victim of my situation. You see? Because according to me, I believed that there was a reason for me to be in jail, even though I was not even charged. See, that has never happened anywhere, where a person can be in prison but was not even charged for any wrongdoing. But I have to lie when I was in prison because, you know, I have learned a lot in prison. I was relocated at the single cells, where they called it a high-risk area. Like a person of my caliber and others who got arrested, they stay in the single cells.
But after did you meet anyone that you put in jail?
Pardon?
Did you meet anyone that you put in jail?
Fortunately not. Because, no, remember, when I got to jail last year, I was how many years since I left the police? 2014 to 2024.
About 9 years, yeah.
Was 10 years.
10 years, yes.
Yes. But even if in that 10 years I have to meet someone that I put in jail, that person was going to be happy and feel so honored to be with me in jail. You see, not that it's going to be dangerous to me.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you, in my career for 19 years, I don't think I've arrested more than 5 people.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I wouldn't just arrest a person. When I arrest a person, there is a reason why I should arrest that person.
So you're in a single cell now, yes?
Yeah, but I stayed only 2 months because I now wanted to go and stay in the section where people are. Because once you are in the single cell, that's where you'll sometimes... Okay, it's fine. Sometimes you'll feel like you're safe. Those who brought you to jail, you know, you are safe here. And even someone who would like to be in that, because at the sections, that's where it's a mix-up, you see. So after 2 months, I wanted to go to the sections. Because myself, I feel so lonely, but not lonely literally in the sense of being loneliness. It's sometimes you need to talk to the people. Yeah. Remember, in jail, what I can tell you about the jail is that, the this lunch. Not lunch. Uthole supper in jail. It's until 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock.
At night?
No.
During the day?
During the day?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the last meal.
Oh. So you're done for the day, midday?
You're done for the day. It's only at 5, you'll be having five slides.
Mm.
Yeah, late. And that is the last.
So, as someone that's recognizable, you first day, you step into, let's say, general population where everybody is. What happens then?
Yeah.
Do they recognize you? Hey, advocate, ex.
I was recognized. I was recognized. And what I can tell you that is that the initial intention of the people who sent me to jail is that either I won't come back, I'm going to die there. If I don't die there, I'll be mad.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. These are the intentions, you see. So I shouldn't come back as an ordinary person. If I don't come back with a mock bag, I should come back as someone who is insane. Then I can be declared unfit to practice as a lawyer.
And there were no attempts on your life while you were in jail, no?
No one?
Attempted to kill you while you were in jail?
No, like I'm saying, when I was in jail, actually I started in Khosimampuru. In Khosimampuru, I spent 9 months. In the 9th month, I got the bail, 1,000. So when I got the bail, immediately I paid. So when I was thought that I would be going home, they said, no, remember you've got the case in Johannesburg. So now you don't go home. People from Johannesburg, the police from Johannesburg, they will come and fetch you on Monday, which was going to be the 29th. Remember, I got the bail on the 24th of April, 2024. But now, they didn't want me to go. I have to stay until wait for the Monday, the 29th. So now, if I got the bail and I paid the bail from the 24th until that 29th, I'm illegal in prison,
mm-hmm.
You see. But they didn't care. I have to stay there. Until Monday, when the people from Johannesburg police, they come fetch me at Khosimampuru.
And during all this time, no one tried to kill you? Like, no one came into your bunker or something? Or poison your food?
I have been poisoned.
You were poisoned?
Yeah, Khosimampuru.
Iban.
December 2023. Through the chicken licken. That was me, I did the poison.
Who was the chicken licken from?
One of the inmates at the single cells. So this was planned, but now, as I'm speaking now, it is there, but it was fortunately, it was December, né, of 2023. Then April 2024, that's when I got the bail. That's when I have to go to Johannesburg. So it was like this would be a slow poison.
Oh, see? Slow poison.
Yeah. Yes. It was diagnosed while I was in Johannesburg prison. Yes. By the doctor. See? And that had impact also. Do you see my fingers?
Mm.
Mm. Yes.
Your fingers, your nails are gone.
Nails are gone. See?
Is that the poison?
Is that the impact of the poison?
Yes. You keep using this word, they. They thought I will never come back. They wanted me to be in a body bag. They poisoned me. They. Yeah. I think you know what I'm going to ask you next.
I sense that. They are my former employer in the police, in the LPC. So all these things that you've heard about me, that I'm struck of the role, that is not true. It was wished that I can be struck of the role. What happened is this. From my subsistence in the police, for the better part of my life as a police officer, I've been activist in the union. See, every place, like I started here,